This is a new dimension in sound.
You're listening to TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
TalkZone.com.
Let's get back to lawyers who needs them on TalkZone.com. Once again, here are Jim and Randall.
Welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
I'm Jim Hartman.
And we're right back here with questions from our loyal listeners. Nancy from Fargo, North Dakota. And we had a lot of snow here yesterday. They must have had a lot of snow there last week because it was snowing like there's
out west.
Yes, sir. Well, Nancy, if you've been able to dig yourself out, we're ready to answer your question. She writes, Dear Jim and Randall, my neighbor shows up drunk at my home almost every Saturday evening. What do you suggest?
Give him a drink. I mean, well,
give another drink.
Give another drink. What the heck? That can be a kind of a nuisance. I would suggest that you open the door, turn him around, and throw him out.
down the stairs,
all the way out.
I mean, it's amazing he can find your house in the blizzard.
Actually, if he's really a nuisance to you doing that, you can call the police.
He's
not only publicly intoxicated, but he's harassing and annoying you. So that's it. But, you know.
I have an idea.
What?
Instead of waiting for him to come to your house, show up over there early. Figure out what time he comes. Get to his place an hour early, and you drink for a little bit, Nancy.
Yeah, right.
Now, actually, this is kind of a funny question because, you know, what can you do?
Well, you don't want him
to hurt himself.
No, you don't. You got to be careful.
You could light him on fire.
Well, listen, it'll take you 3 days to put the fire out. Are you crazy?
Problem. Okay, well, Nancy, we wish you the best of luck with your friend, and we're half laughing about this. If he has a serious drinking problem, then he probably needs to get some help. But
if he
drinks about like Jim and I, you know,
he probably has to get some help.
You know, I like to say about Jim, he doesn't drink anymore, but he doesn't drink any less either.
That's right.
Anyhow.
Well, I like to have when I come home, you know, to relax. I generally have a cocktail.
You do?
Just one.
Yes.
Served in a pail.
Do you drink it with a spoon?
Yeah, no.
Or a ladle?
I glub it down.
Just glub it. That's why you have all of those large bibs at your house.
That's right.
I thought you had lobster or tomato sauce.
They're drinking bibs.
They're
made out of rubber. They're waterproof. They're waterproof. But they're not alcohol proof.
No. After a while, you got to be careful.
Right.
He's trying to drink with his microphone in the glass, ladies and gentlemen. Only my partner. Let's go to not far from your hometown of Brooklyn, Roslyn, Long Island. Janet from Roslyn, New York writes, Dear Jim and Randall, what are the most common grounds for divorce?
Well, it's hard to say because now you can go into court and say he's a pain in a can. Let's get a divorce. We have in most states, I think all but one now.
Right.
Because New York State just passed the no-fault divorce law, which I think it was only two states at that time that did not have no-fault divorce. Years ago, used to be, you were restricted in some states. First, some had no divorce. Some had only adultery or marital infidelity as a ground for divorce. Others had, you know, brutality and stuff like that. And then it became, cruelty, mental cruelty, physical cruelty,
right.
You know, incompatibility, homeliness, you know, wrinkles, prematurely
gray.
So those were grounds. They decided that some of the grounds were so silly, let's call it no fault. Now,
right.
No fault doesn't mean that you don't fight about the money.
Right.
You always fight about the money. What about the fee? What about the money?
And that's what the lawyers
And that's where the lawyers come in. Right now, they will be doing more on the financial end of it. But the grounds, you go in, you say, we want to be divorced. He's too homely. I didn't realize it when I was married.
Right. I didn't see him in the true light that he was.
That's right.
Right.
In fact, we got married in the dark.
That's
so. And that's the reason. But right now, it's almost anything that would get you a divorce.
So there you have it, Janet. Now, remember, Janet, behind every great man is a woman rolling her eyes. We're going to take a short intermission. You're listening to Lawyers Who Needs Them right here on TalkZone.com. Welcome Welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
I'm Jim Hart.
And you're just in time for this week's Simon Hart Award. This week's Simon Hart Award goes to the United States Senate, who this week voted to allow themselves to keep sprinkling bills with home state pet projects like roads, bridges, water treatment plants, grants to local police departments, and special interest tax breaks. Now, most Democrats and a handful of Republicans voted 56-39 to reject the ban on funding for home state projects.
Our information has it that the anti-earmark GOP reinforcements arriving in January could ensure that the curtain may soon come down on this age-old practice. Until then, let the pork barrels roll.
Roll out the barrel. That's what we should have played. That's the barrel.
Roll out the barrel of pork.
Yes, they'll have a lot of fun with those barrels, and they sure do. Well, let's have a lot of fun with our crack group because they have a lot of fun with us. Of course, our orchestra leader, Professor Stanley Staccato.
Our meteorologist, Gail Forth.
Our sports reporter, Crash Dugenhausen.
Our studio engineer, rollicking Randy Meyer.
Our producer, Chris Cott, found it all, Cartwright.
Our sound effects specialist, Horatio Heart Attack Wingate.
Our technology advisor, Ms. Laverne Lazarino.
Our legal historian, Sir Edward Faversham III.
Where is he from?
England, you know.
Really?
Yes, Oxford. Always wears the shoes.
We got to get him a pair of sneakers, I think. Our hair and makeup specialist, because we need a lot of work, Miss Georgia Peachbuzz.
Our medical advisor and professor of proctology, Dr. Seymour Guts.
And our director of impressionism, Mademoiselle Camille Au Contraire.
And our Italian limo driver, Mario Giustinatime.
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 Each week, ladies and gentlemen, he gets us to the studio.
Giustinatime.
Well, folks, you've survived another hour. Which I say every week.
You assume they survived this hour.
You
don't know you're not talking to dead people, for crying out loud. Or those in a coma. Or being carried out to the hospital. Or in medical emergency vans. They didn't survive. You think they survived. We survived. And I'm not even sure of that.
Right. Well, I can't say anything.
I had an uncle that died when he was 104.
He did?
And 4 days he'd been in the casket and he looked better than you do now.
Well, I hope you all look better than me. Have a great week. Be kind to your neighbors. And no matter what happens, don't sweat the small stuff.
And remember, folks, it's all small stuff.
That's all, folks.